Welcome back to the News Hour. Friday, time for the Illini Notebook here as we do every Friday throughout the Illinois football and basketball seasons with Brian Barnhart, voice of the Fighting Illini. It's brought to us by Guido's, Jupiter's, Billy Baruz, and Seven Saints. Homecoming weekend, Brian. Can't get much bigger than this. First of all, what a setting it will be tomorrow, 2:30 kickoff against the Purdue Boilermakers. It's a rivalry game playing for the Cannon. And for where this Illinois team is at, this is a pretty big game.
Yeah, it is. And they took the step forward last week with the win over a team you should beat in Rutgers. Did it on the road. Business trip. Went out in their jackets, blazers, and ties, and khakis, and went out and took care of business on the road trip and got the win. And so now you're playing a team that's comparable in the sense that they're rebuilding. They're trying to get back to where, you know, they experienced a lot of great success under Joe Tiller and the different teams they had. And so, yeah, it's a big game in that respect. You've got the timing of the game is perfect, I think. The weather's going to be typical October weather. So there's going to be a lot of things that I think will generate some fan enthusiasm. And obviously the win last week helped. But you want to take that next step now. You won the game at Rutgers. Now let's beat a comparable team at home on homecoming and then get ready for your trip to Wisconsin next week.
I used the analogy last week of moving the ball forward on the field. If last week was like a first down, you know, you got a first down in terms of beating Rutgers, the team you're supposed to beat. I think a win today against Purdue would be like getting a score in the game of rebuilding your program. It really shows you're in a different place than you were a year ago.
Right, and these two teams have been rebuilding, obviously, and in fact, the home teams have not fared as well in recent years in the series as opposed to the visiting team. Illinois won a couple of times recently over in West Lafayette, but Purdue's won 10 of the last 13. So even though the series overall is almost dead even, Purdue has been coming on here in recent years. But both teams have been, you know, with Jeff Brohm coming in, installing a new era there, a new atmosphere with the offense he's running, and you know, Illinois with Lovie Smith. So they're in comparable places. And, of course, the tie-in with Jeff Brohm being quarterback's coach here under Ron Zook, and I think he was the offensive coordinator in the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl game back 7 years ago. So there is some connection there, too.
And make no mistake, Purdue's a pretty good football team. They're 2-3 overall. They are just a few plays from being over 500 for sure.
Well, when you think about it, 4-point loss to Northwestern, which was a toss-up game basically. 1-point loss. The one that really sticks in their craw is Eastern Michigan. I mean, you got it. It was pouring. I guess it was raining the whole game, and they were pretty conservative from what the Purdue people tell me, and it turned out that they lost on a last-second field goal. That's the one that really bothers them, kind of like the South Florida game in a different way bothers Illinois fans early this year. The Missouri game was a toss-up, high-scoring, two teams combined for 1,200 and some yards. I mean, that was just a shootout, and who scored last basically won the game. So, yeah, but their total margin of defeat has been 8 points this year. And then, of course, the win over Boston College, which was a ranked team, and then the win, of course, at Nebraska, who's rebuilding right now as well. So, yeah, this is a better team than their record might indicate because a couple of those games could have gone either way.
What's also interesting in different ways, both teams have good offenses. Illinois is strong in the run. Purdue is really strong in the passing game. They have a really dynamic freshman wide receiver who basically they just try to get him the ball any way they can. So I don't know if this game comes down to who executes more on offense or who can play some defense.
Well, that's where turnovers probably come into play, and that's one thing Illinois has excelled at, obviously leading the Big Ten in turnover margin. I think they're second in the country in interceptions. So that has been a key. They have been a bend-but-don't-break defense. They would like, as a coaching staff, want to see more pressure up front, for sure. They don't want to give up nearly as many yards, but the idea is to keep the offense in front of you. Don't give up big plays and make turnovers. And if you win the turnover battle, you're going to give yourself a greater chance to win. That's the whole Lovie Smith philosophy on defense. And you're facing a team in Purdue as Illinois on offense. The Purdue people that I've talked to have told me they did really well against Boston College because BC ran a very basic offense. They think they will do better against an Iowa or a Wisconsin. They're a little worried about the Rod Smith offense because of the different looks you get. They've had a little more trouble with the spread-style offenses. The key will be, can the Illinois defense slow down a Purdue offensive unit that is averaging scoring in about 2 minutes and 15 seconds this year?
That's pretty quick. Yeah. And from the Illini side, with A.J. Bush back now as starting quarterback, it's basically a third running back out there.
It is.
You have to, you know, it's he's been running for over 100 yards a game when he's playing the whole game.
Well, he's versatile that way, and again, he's not in the league with JT Barrett or someone like that, but his ability to run, he has that long strides. He's very smooth when he runs. He's very athletic. And you're right, if a play breaks down, if a blocking doesn't go quite right, if they scramble out of the pocket and there's two guys chasing him, he can make something happen. Not that MJ Rivers can't. And MJ, I think, you know, as far as just throwing the football, has a very strong arm. But you're right, it creates, I think, a lot of headaches for defensive coordinators when you add the element of what Bush can do on the ground to what he can do through the air.
Our coverage begins at 1 p.m. tomorrow here on News Talk 1400 with game day and kickoff at 2:30 with Brian Barnhart and Martin O'Donnell atop Memorial Stadium for Illinois' homecoming game against the Boilermakers. The Notebook brought to you by Guido's, Jupiter's, Billy Berews, and Seven Saints. Brian, what do you have?
Purdue does a good job of staying ahead of the chains. This year, 71% converting on third down with 4 yards or less to get.
Wow.
And they're 11 of 11 on third and one this year. So that has been a key for them. I mentioned the big scoring plays. Their averaging scoring drive is 70 yards, 5.7 plays, and 2 minutes and 16 seconds. Purdue this year has 19 plays of 30 or more yards. That's tied for first in the Big Ten with Ohio State. 14 plays of 40 or more yards, 6 plays of 50 or more yards, and 3 plays of 70-plus yards. All of those lead the Big Ten. So Illinois cutting down on the opponent's big plays. Purdue can do that, so you got to be careful with that. Also, I talked about the offense that Illinois is playing. Of course, Rod Smith, the offensive coordinator, was at Arizona last year, and that's who Purdue played in their bowl game last year. So they've seen a little bit of it from before, from last year. The Illini rushing offense, third in the Big Ten. That's been a big improvement, 260 yards a game, 13th in the country. But the Illini are 10th in the conference in third down conversions. Interestingly enough, the pass offense is 13th in the Big Ten, and their long pass play this year is 44 yards for the Illini. Now, as far as big plays for the Illini rushing attack with 11 30 or more yard plays and 7 40 or more yard plays. That's tied for third in FBS in both categories. So both teams have had several big plays this year.
Could be a high-scoring game.
Could be. Could be. I think for Illinois' sake, if they can get some turnovers, that might be the difference in a game like this. Certainly was the case in the Missouri game as well. But David Blough's a very good quarterback, and he actually set the combined offensive record for the Big Ten. Dave Wilson had the combined record in Illinois, the quarterback from 1980, when he threw for 621 yards, I think it was, at Ohio State. But he also lost 30-some yards in sacks in that game. But his passing record still holds. But his total offense record went by the boards. So, with David Blough.
He's a good senior quarterback.
Yeah, he is.
It'll be a fun game.
Mm-hmm.
And the Illini will have their hands full, but you'll have that homecoming crowd momentum behind you.
Yeah, should be
too.
Fun. I think there was a buzz for the Penn State game. I think there'll be a bigger buzz for this one, because this is one you think, okay, we got a shot at this one.
Thanks always, Brian.
All right.
That's the Illini Notebook with Brian Barnhart. And football against the Purdue Boilermakers tomorrow for Illinois. 1 o'clock coverage begins, 2:30 the kick. We're back with local news in a moment.